Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and we are joining you this morning, October 11th, 2013. It's 04 a.m. in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we're joining you this morning for prayer, as we've been doing for 10 days prior to this, and actually a little bit longer than that, but we just thank God for today, for giving us another chance to even be able to pray on today. Hallelujah. I was looking at one of my page on my Facebook, and someone was asking for prayer for their aunt and their uncle and someone else in their family. And I'm going to see if I can pull it up real quick. prayer for and her family this morning, and we want to pray for them this morning. We want to lift up Aunt Sister, her uncle, and Mother Felton. Okay, so apparently there was some type of something going on with this family, and they are requesting prayer this morning. So we'll be praying for Aunt Sister, Uncle Stedae, I don't know how to pronounce that, and then Mother Felton this morning. Also, what we want to do is we want to pray for those who have relationships that need to be restored. We want to pray for them this morning. We also want to pray for marriages this morning that are going through, especially marriages that are going through because one person is saved and has decided to really give their lives to the Lord, and the other person feels intimidated or somehow like they're being rejected by their spouse. So we want to pray for them today because we know that the enemy is just determined to make sure that relationships fail. So we want to pray for marriages today. We also want to pray for the youth. We don't want to stop praying for the youth because the youth are in danger today. They're in danger of being accosted by the enemy in a very, very, very real way. People have gotten slick and they're using children, little children, to sell drugs because they know that children will not be arrested. So they use children, yes, to sell drugs. And this is not anything new, but it's resurfacing. It's starting to happen again, and people are getting more brazen about it. So we want to pray for that. And the reason why I say I know it's not new is because I saw an episode of Good Times where the little boy, they were waiting for to meet the drug dealer. And when the drug dealer came to the house, it was a little boy. And he was the front for the guys. And he said, they know I'm not going to get arrested. So, you know, and that's what's happening again. It's resurfacing. So we definitely want to pray for them and continue to pray for the peace of Israel. Continue to pray for the government of the United States of America. Continue to pray for the lawmakers, those that are in Congress and the House, those that are the Senate, and then the judges, the people that make these decisions to make these things law. We want to pray for them that they will hear from God, the Almighty God, not the God of this world. And we want to pray for healing today. We want to pray for healing today in the name of Jesus. So we just thank God today. So let us go into prayer. And then after we come out of prayer, we will have a scripture to read today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come before you this morning to say thank you. To say thank you for another day. To say thank you because you gave us this day. I know that we sometimes depend, on alarm clocks. But, Father, if it wasn't your will for us to rise today, we wouldn't have risen. So, Father, in heaven, we say thank you today. Thank you for another day to rise. Thank you for another day, Lord, to be able to serve you. Thank you for another day to be able to feel your love, to experience your love today. Father God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this. Heavenly Father, I thank you for salvation. I thank you for saving us. I thank you for sending Jesus to die for our sin. I thank you for Jesus coming to take on my transgressions and my iniquities. Hallelujah. I thank you, hallelujah, Father, for that. I thank you, Lord, because if it hadn't have been for that, we'd still be hellbound. And I thank you today. Father, I just thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you for forgiveness of sins, Father God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are a God of healing. You are a God of restoration. You are a God of victory, and I just say thank you today. Father, I thank you. When I think back on your word, I think about how it was Elijah who was with the 450 prophets, the false prophets, and how they were calling on their God, and their God never showed up, and how Elijah was mocking them, like, where's your God? Is he sleeping? Is he on vacation? Is he in the bathroom? What's going on? Hallelujah. But he called on you, the true and living God, and you came through, and you just soaked up that water. You licked up that water. Hallelujah. And they recognized that you were the true and living God, and you still are the true and living God. You are still that same God. And we just say thank you today. When I think of some of the stories in the Bible, Lord God, I just think about your goodness and your mercy and how, Lord God, I don't understand how people can say that there is no God, that God is not real, that, you know, God, but I just say thank you today that I know you're real. I believe in my heart of hearts that you're real, Lord God. I've seen you do things that make me know that you're real. I've seen the stars hang in the sky without falling. I've seen the moon and the sun hang in the sky without falling. I know you're real. Who could do that? Hallelujah. Even they have to obey you, Father, and I say thank you today. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. Thank you for being our creator. Thank you for being our heavenly Father. Thank you for seeing fit to save us. Thank you, heavenly Father, for that. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, after this manner pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And Father, as we come before you this morning boldly, Father, we ask you to pray for Aunt. We lift up Aunt Sister to you. We lift up Andrea's uncle to you. We lift up Mother Harmon to you, Lord God. Father, we just lift them all up to you, Father, and you know what the reasoning is that she's soliciting prayer. But, Father, we just lift them up to you, Father God. And, Father, we ask, oh, God, that you will heal in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you will heal completely in the name of Jesus, and that they will give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for complete healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We glorify you and thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up Cherie Holton to you today, Father God. Oh, Father, she had brain surgery, Father, and we just thank you and praise you for her healing. We thank you and praise you this day, oh, God, and we speak that there'll be no residual effects from this brain surgery, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that her eyesight will return even better than it was before she had the surgery, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh, God, that her balancing, Lord God, her walking will even be better than it was before she had the surgery, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just pray and ask, oh, God, that in the name of Jesus, that you will just be in her brain, go in her brain, oh, God, that the tumors will not grow back, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father, the cysts will no longer grow back, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just say thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift the Francois to you, Lord God, and thank you that he is free today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that he's free, Lord God, in his mind and in his spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We speak freedom, Father, for your word says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you, dear friends, for our sweet free today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just say thank you, oh God. We lift up Kim to you, Lord God. Father, we just pray for her mind today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just lift her up, oh God, and Carlos, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray, oh God, and ask you, oh God, that you will move on them, that they will begin to seek you with their whole hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come to you, Father God, in Jesus' name, oh God, and not just come to you, but they will seek you and serve you, oh God, that they will love you and have a relationship with you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we say thank you, oh God. Father, we just pray and thank you, Father, for that right now in Jesus' name. Oh God, we thank you today, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. We lift up Dr. Evelyn Drayton to you this morning, Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for our recovery thus far, Lord God, from the car accident she was in, Father. And we pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to restore her body, oh God, that you will continue to make her body newer than even it was before, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will get the glory, the praise, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, bless her husband, oh, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And we say thank you, God, right now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that every person has been in accidents, oh, God, that you will heal their bodies, oh, God, and heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for healing, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for restoration in relationships, O God, in Jesus' name. Mothers and daughters, mothers and sons, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, Lord God, husbands and wives, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for restoration in these family relationships, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, hallelujah. Father, where the hurt is, we ask you to move the hurt, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, where the distrust is, we ask you to remove the distrust, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, where, hallelujah, those that feel that they were rejected and abandoned, oh, God, we ask that you will move that hurt from them, oh, God, in Jesus' name, and give them understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and help them to be able to forgive, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not just forgive, but to love, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray and thank you, Lord God, for making relationships that went sour to make them new, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Fathers and daughters, oh God, we call these relationships whole and healed in the name of Jesus, Father God. Mothers and daughters, we call these relationships whole and healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fathers and sons, mothers and sons, we call these relationships healed in the name of Jesus. Restoration, restoration, restoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we say thank you right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray for marriages who are at the brink of divorce, Father, and we pray, Father, that in the name of Jesus, that both parties will be able to set aside any pride, oh God, that will cause them to hold on to anger and resentment, Lord God, of bitterness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that those that are contemplating divorce because of adultery, Father, we just pray that there will be forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for your word tells us, oh God, that what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So, Father, we're praying for these relationships right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, for the wife that has been hurt because her husband has committed adultery. Father, we pray for the husband who has been hurt because his wife has committed adultery. Father, we pray for the children who have been hurt because the spouses have committed adultery. But, Father, we ask that you restore relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the marriages, oh God, for those who have just grown apart from each other, Lord God. They've been married for years, but they've just grown apart, Lord God. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to be in love with each other anymore. But, Father, I ask that you will restore the love, Lord God, whatever caused them to fall in love and get married from the get-go, Father. We pray that you will restore that love, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and make it even better, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for that husband and that wife right now. I ask them, Lord God, to submit to your will in the name of Jesus and not seek, Lord God, a relationship outside of their marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, for the marriage that's on the brink because of the death of a child, oh God. Father, I pray that you will restore that marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and cause these parents to stop blaming one another for their child's death, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will heal the relationships of parents, oh God, who are contemplating divorce because they're having financial issues due to a child being sick, Lord God, or their spouse being sick and they're experiencing financial difficulties. Father, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, I ask that you will restore their relationship, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring the love back into the relationship, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you will recall, oh God, the words of their vows, Lord God. Hallelujah, for richer or poorer, Lord God, for in sickness and in health, Lord God, in good times and in bad, oh God, that they will remember those vows, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and stand on those vows and not allow the enemy to come in and destroy what you have put together, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, and I just say thank you, oh God, for that right now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the parents, the single parents today, Father, who are trying their best to raise their children, oh God, alone. And we just lift them up to you and ask you to continue to give them strength, Lord God, to raise their children, Father, in excellence, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, oh God. Father, we ask you to lift up the children that are in school today, Lord God, that are going to and from school. Lord, yesterday we heard reports of people jumping these children as they go to school, taking their cell phones, taking their money, just being bullies, oh God. But, Father, we lift up these children and ask you to protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, a hedge of protection around them, oh God. And, God, we ask that no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh their dwelling, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the police officers who are out there on patrol today, Lord God, who are out there, Lord God, and you know, Lord God, what they need, Lord God. We pray that there be no harm come to them in the name of Jesus. Every district, Lord God, in the city of Philadelphia, every district in the surrounding areas, Lord God, every state, Lord God, every city, oh God, every township, Lord God, we just pray for their police officers, Lord God, and we pray for their safety in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we lift up, hallelujah, the government to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the government of the United States. And Father, I don't know what they're doing, oh God, but Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will send your angels, oh God, to tear down, oh God, everything that will cause the government to stay shut down, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will go forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by your spirit, oh God, our Lord, and help these people come to a decision, oh God, to get this government back on track, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that we trust you. Those of us that are believers in Jesus Christ, those of us that are followers of Jesus Christ, we trust you, oh God. But Father, there are many people who don't trust you because they don't know you, Lord God. And these people are depending on these finances that the government is holding up. So, Father, we just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will move on behalf, Lord God, of these people that are holding the government closed, Lord God, that they will begin to come to agreement, that they will come together in unity, that they will come together and be on one mind and on one accord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will speak the same thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come together, Lord God, on behalf of the people who voted them in office, Lord God, that they will come together on behalf of their constituents, oh God, and in the name of Jesus, and think what's best for their constituents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just bind personal bickering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind personality conflicts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because, Father, it's not about people's personal opinions and people's personal thoughts and whatever it is that they're doing, Lord God, and, you know, we just lift them up to you, oh God, and ask, oh God, that they will come together on one accord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and be at peace, oh God, and come together and bring this government back together, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and I say thank you, oh God, I thank you for that. Even right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you today, Lord, and give you praise and give you glory and give you honor today in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you will go before us this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, we will say of the Lord that you are our refuge, our fortress, our God, and you will we trust. For surely you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we trust. You shall be our shield and our buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that wasteth at noonday, nor for the arrow that flyeth by night, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. For you are our refuge and our fortress and our God, and you will we trust. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray, hallelujah, thank you, Lord God, for your word says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah, Father God, and we ask you to strengthen us today, to help us today, and to uphold us today with your righteous right hand in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And Father, we just say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give you praise this morning. We give you glory this morning. We give you honor this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, Father, we just say thank you, Lord. You know the secret prayers this morning. Father, you know the desires of our hearts, and we ask that you will grant them according to your will in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We say good morning to my husband, Bishop Scott. Good morning to Apostle-elect Donna Shaw, and good morning to area code 215801. Thank you so much for joining us in prayer. We thank you for joining us. We know that the word of God says where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I. I'm in the midst of them. And we thank you for joining with us in prayer on this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray that you will go in peace today, that the favor of God will be upon you this day in the name of Jesus. And our scripture that we just got finished reading or quoting was Isaiah 41:10, and that is our scripture for today. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And if God said it, you can believe that he will do it. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you for joining us. Have a blessed day. If the Lord says the same, and allows us to. We will be back in the morning, tomorrow morning, for day 12 of 31 days of prayer. Amen, and we thank God. If God allows you to call in and pray, please do so in the name of Jesus, because it's not just about me praying, but we ask that you will call in and pray with us in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. God bless you, Apostle-elect Donna Shaw. Have a blessed day. Bishop Scott, have a blessed day. We will talk to you all later. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.